Welcome back to This Working Droid. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil, bringing you episode number 136, Open Signal. So for today's episode, I thought I'd share a way of helping with your wireless signal. So let's say it's going to be like a twofold app that you can use. So the first part of it is, let's say you're on your mobile data plan and you're running low. So you want to know what Wi-Fi area networks may be in your area that you can use, be it, let's say, Best Buy or Starbucks or FedEx or wherever you think you may have Wi-Fi. You just want to see what's in the area so you can jump on Wi-Fi for a bit, get those directions, check your email, that sort of thing. So you'll basically click on the show Wi-Fi networks, you'll see what networks are in your area that you can use, whether they're protected, unprotected, and that sort of thing, and then connect to those if you can. Basically, these are all just reported Wi-Fi networks, so not all of them may show up, but at least you'll get a general idea of what's in your area and how far you are from wherever you're at. The other ability is that you can do a speed test for your current internet connection. So let's say you find that your 4G or 3G is kind of slow and you want to be able to find out if it's impacting the area you're in, whether you're at home, work, on the road, whatever, then you can do the speed test, see how good or bad it is. It also works for Wi-Fi connections, so you're not limited to just mobile data. That way you can see if your own Wi-Fi connection or whatever one you're on is as good or bad as they claim. You can also see your current cell quality and signal strength. So if you're in an area that has a good or great connection, it'll say so and how stronger it is. If you're in an area that is kind of low on your bandwidth and speed or general network connectivity, you'll see that as well. So that way you can even know if your mobile data is going to be fast or not. So if you're in an area that has low reception, you'll know that you may be kicked down to 3G or edge if that area has edge. And you can determine if it's even worth turning on your data from there. And then you can also view the cell quality of different cell phone providers in your area, or whatever area that you're in. So if you want to see if Verizon or Sprint or AT&T or T-Mobile or whoever in that area is the best, you can see that as well. So you know that if you're in an area that you frequent a lot or you visit a lot, or if it's at home or work, you'll know that, okay, well, these networks are good, so you can consider switching to those. Or the one you're on may be not as good as they claim, and you want to switch away from them, or switch to them for that matter, and you'll know from there if it's worth even switching to them. So that's just some of the features you get. You'll see you have the toggle for a simple and advanced mode. So depending on how much information you want, the map and testing features are all part of the app, so you can see those different. Do the different speed tests that you may want and generally know how good or bad that connection you're on is actually in. So that's all I really wanted to cover for this particular episode. There's not really too much of the app. I'll have a link in the show notes to the app in the Google Play Store. I actually didn't check to see if it's available for iOS, but basically it's Open Signal, so it's an open source software from my understanding of it. So it's similar to the speed test app itself, but a little bit more, or has a few more features built into it as well. But if you want to get in touch with me, you can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. And of course you can find me on Twitter at patelN01, where you can get all of my latest updates as well. And for those of you who are wondering why it's been a few days since the last update, I actually started a new job, so I actually have less time to do this show daily, Monday through Friday, as I've been able to do previously. So for the time being, I'm going to do it at least once a week for sure, more if I have the time to do it, but this is actually a twofold problem. My computer died a couple of weeks ago, so I have a new computer now. I got a Chromebook, so maybe I'll do an episode on that coming up. But basically, due to the new job, I'm unable to do it more regularly. So maybe as time permits in the future, I'll go back to 5 days a week or more than once a week. But for now, it'll be at least once a week. But that's really all there is for this particular episode. So if you have any, if you want to get in touch with me, you can reach me at in the ways I mentioned earlier. And of course you can find this show and more shows on the Geek IO network at geek-io.com. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.